Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Extra Point Podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 6th. My name is Todd Stiles. I'm one of the pastors at First Family. Really glad you've jumped on board today and are listening in as we look back at last week's text, take a look and get some further insight, deeper observation, some more application. This week, we're going to be delving into a question that came in response to how we unpacked and hiked through 1 Thessalonians 4, 9-12. A number of really encouraging comments, insightful comments, some good questions. Most of them leaned in this direction. And we do get questions almost every week. But the ones this week really all were in one grouping, and we were expecting it. It's a very good question. It's a legitimate question. It's essentially this, and I'll be a little wordy in the question, and then I'll kind of give you the heart of it. They were curious if how we taught through and what we believe is the main point of 1 Thessalonians 4, 9-12, if that is that, and does it seem contradictory to Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4? And many of the questions would list this reference. They even asked, they said, I thought the Bible told us to consider other people more important than ourselves. Does Philippians 2, 3, and 4, which actually says this, everyone should look not to his own interest, but rather to the interests of others. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves. And so some of the questions were like, it seems like what you're teaching in these verses from 1 Thessalonians 4 is to mind your own business, to kind of focus on your own affairs. Doesn't that conflict with this verse? And so that was the general sense of all the questions. They were kind of in that category. And I think the specific wording was, doesn't 1 Thessalonians 4 and its emphasis on paying attention to our matters, doesn't that conflict with Philippians chapter 2? So I want to address that and bring some insight into it. I think there are two ways to answer it. Before I give you those two ways, let me first of all say I don't think it conflicts at all. So I don't want to dodge the question or avoid it. I don't think there's any conflict whatsoever. Let me give you two reasons why. Maybe I could say two ways to see my reasoning here. And I think you'll really be on board with this. First of all, we can do two things at one time. There are, sometimes two things going on at the same time. So we can biblically focus on what is in our realm of responsibility, be faithful to that, give it priority, do what is primary for us, while at the same time helping others and meeting needs and considering their situations. I think you've done this. Many people, every family does this. You have a primary family. You have to take care of them. You work a job. You feed them. You don't feed every family in the neighborhood, but when someone has a need, you're able to help. You have them over. You take them food. Often it could be a need because of a tragedy or a sickness. It may be a need because of a celebration, like a baby's born. In all kinds of situations, we help and we give, but we don't necessarily feed the entire neighborhood every night. It's not one person's job to make sure everyone has food, but it is a father and mother's job to make sure their family has food every day. And so I think we want to be careful here not to assume that these are exclusive of each other. They can't coexist. They can. We can actually focus on what we are responsible for primarily within our realm and at the same time have a heart of compassion and consider other people's needs very important. But I think there's an even deeper answer. I think there's an even more significant reasoning to why I say there's no conflict here. And let me share this with you. I think it revolves around the word context. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the context of those first 12 verses, it is about our sanctification, but the dominant overtones are sexual in nature, especially in verses 3 through 8. Paul is really urging the church there in Thessalonica not to love wrongly, but to love rightly. And in that situation, the lurking sin, the predominant hurdle that they were going to overcome, I think what would have been a very cultural sin for sure that could have invaded the church, that was always tempting them, the situation was sexual immorality. And it would no doubt prevent them from loving each other rightly. It may have been that perhaps there was sexual temptation within the church, and even new Christians may have been tempted to love one another wrongly. And so he's writing with this context. In your sanctification, don't fall prey to sexual sin. And so as he approaches verses 9 to 12, he does make it a point of emphasis to say, one of the ways you can avoid sexual sin is to focus on your areas. And as I mentioned in the message, not to be preoccupied with other people, with their business, or not to be lazy and have idle time. These are all things that within the context will help someone avoid sexual sin. So in that way, or with that context, he's saying, keep an eye to yourself. In the Philippians 2 passage, what he's really dealing with there is selfishness. So in 1 Thessalonians, he's dealing with sexuality. In Philippians 2, the context is that of selfishness. And not just becoming so overtly and, wrongly concerned with only your business, but to be able to take your eyes off of yourself at times and see the needs of others. So in one context, he's helping folks avoid sexual sin. In the other context, he's helping people fight against the sin of selfishness. And to fight against the sin of sexual immorality, one must keep his or her eyes on himself and not become preoccupied with others. In the other context, to avoid the sin of selfishness, one must keep his or her eyes on others and see their needs. And these can coexist. And so I would say the greater reasoning for why I can say there is no conflict here is because of the context of each passage. You know, we say this often. It's not a new statement, but we do say context is king. And we often say around here, context is king and queen. And so you have to look at the general tone and paragraph within which a set of verses rests, all right? And in this specific question, we do see that within the tone and tenor and flavor, the context of 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 to 12, it does have a sexual predominant theme, how to stay sexually pure and love rightly, not wrongly. And so as we read verses 9 to 12, listen very carefully. We don't want to divorce those verses from the context. At the same time, we don't want to force a verse into a context. And so what we do is we look for a flow. We look for what follows before, what comes after. We often say this, in which direction does a specific set of verses lean in light of what the context means? And so if there's not a clear injection of a proof or a statement, and if there's no clear separation from a statement or verse, in other words, there's no clear injection into the context or separation from the context, what we do is try to find connections. And that's where we ask ourselves, which way is this leaning in light of the overall meaning? We don't want to divorce, nor do we want to force, but we want to ask ourselves, how is it flowing? How are things fitting together? And in both of these sections, we would have to be textually honest. We want to be textually honest and simply say this. Paul is urging folks in Philippians 2 not to give in to the sin of selfishness. And so to avoid that sin, to fight that sin, we must have eyes for other people. But in 1 Thessalonians 4, he's encouraging and commanding us not to fall into sexual sin, which is loving each other wrongly. And so we must keep our eyes off of other people, not be preoccupied with their business. And so this makes complete sense. It's completely logical and it's completely theological. So I would say to the question, there is no conflict. We can do both of those. And we should, in our sanctification, seek to remain sexually pure, at the same time, unselfish, and caring for others, and also paying attention to what God has put in our primary realm of responsibility. Well, I hope that answer has helped. I sure love all the questions. I'm so thankful for the way you write in and just express, you know, some things you're curious about, your encouragement, as well as your insight. It helps me grow. I hope this podcast is helping you grow. I look forward to chatting again next Tuesday on the Extra Point Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.